It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we're joined today by Death Cab for Cutie's Benjamin Gibbard. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I guess we'll kick off with a song, which will set the tone for hopefully a fun interview for you.
Okay, yeah, I feel pretty confident that it's going to be fun for me.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
This is the song Black Sun. It goes like this. There is whiskey in the water, and there is death upon the vine. There is fear in the eyes of your father, and there is yours and there is mine. There is a desert veiled in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills. Now our debris flows to the ocean. To meet again, I hope it will. How could something so fair be so cruel? When this black sun revolved around you, there is an answer and a question, and there is hope within despair. And there is beauty in a failure, and there are depths beyond compare. There is a role of a lifetime, and there's a song yet to be sung. And there's a dumpster in the driveway of all the plans that came undone. How could something so fair be so cruel? When this black sun revolved around you, how could something so fair be so cruel? When black sun revolved around you. There is whiskey in the water, and there is death upon the vine. And there is grace within forgiveness, but it's so hard for me to find. How could something so fair be so cruel? When this black sun revolved around, how could something so fair be so cruel? When this black sun revolved around you.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're joined by Benjamin Gibbard as we get ready to all have the new record Kintsugi in our hands. I've seen interpretations by writers about the significance of the title of the album, and some I've even heard you kind of suggest that perhaps it was misinterpreted. What was the significance of the title, and what did you intend for it to mean for the album?
Well, the title, for those who don't know what Kintsugi is, it's a Japanese technique of repairing broken ceramics with basically using actual gold in the enamel to kind of highlight the breakage. And, you know, a lot of people have been assuming this was meant to refer to the band in that the fact that Chris Waller, right, a longtime guitar player, left the band. But, you know, it wasn't intended to be that. I mean, you know, people are going to make the assumptions they're going to make. Because really for us, I mean, the band has never felt stronger.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that I don't say because I'm trying to convince people who are nervous about a founding member leaving that everything is fine or everything's going to be great, you know, because the band will never be the same from this point on. But I do believe that, you know, where we are now, where we're heading, is really exciting. And I feel very confident that we have a lot more records in us, but time will tell, you know, you never know.
You did bring in Rich Costey, and what did he add to the process of making this record?
Well, I think after all these years of doing records ourselves and having Chris produce them, I think we desperately needed somebody to come in and kind of break us out of our patterns. And I think also we had lost a fair amount of objectivity about what was working and what wasn't working. And so, you know, we attempted to start this record the way we'd start every record with Chris producing. And you know, we got about a month into it, a couple weeks, and it just was apparent that the tracks that we recorded, they weren't sounding right, they weren't popping. And Chris kind of saved us all an uncomfortable conversation and said, "Hey, you guys, I don't think I'm the right person to produce this record. We should find somebody else." And we talked to a lot of people, and once we kind of met Rich and talked to him and kind of, you know, kind of we really related to his general philosophy of working on records. And just personality-wise, we really liked him, you know. And I think, you know, we all were aware and respected the work he had done, but, you know, a lot of the records he had made to this point were not necessarily by bands that I personally was a huge fan of, but I appreciated the work that he had done. And to me, that was more important than finding, like, you know, whoever produced the hottest new track, you know, that Pitchfork's going crazy for or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point in our band, I think those moves tend to be fairly, you know, kind of desperate
when
old bands hire the youngest, hottest thing to try to update their sound. It never works.
Well, the heart are always been a hallmark of Death Cab, and I assume you probably have another one maybe not. Maybe this isn't a song from the heart. Maybe I'm going to be making an incorrect assumption.
The song
again.
I'm about to play.
Yeah.
Well, this is a song from somewhere. There's some empathy in it, but it's not quite a sensitive love song. The song is called "Good Help Is So Hard to Find."
You'll never have to hear the word no if you keep all your friends on the payroll. The non-disclosure pages signed, your secret safe between those lines. The scaffolding will cheer and console you, but remember what your mother told you, that good help is so hard to find. People who are so refined, you're trying to turn into the skin in this never-ending grid. There's a long, slow fade to a darkened stage, And I hear you say, only a fool gives it away. Only a fool would give. Only a fool gives it away. I know you want to stake out your claim high above the city from where you came. But don't you know the air so thin, it starves the brain of oxygen. No, it's such a dangerous place, for there are more ascensions than there is space. Angels causing accidents, the camera phones will document. But if I start to levitate, pull me down with all your weight. There's a long, slow fade to a darkened stage. And I hear you say, only a fool gives it away. Only a fool would give. Only a fool gives it away. You're trying to turn into the skid in this never-ending grid. But you should know it's not ideal with all those hands upon the wheel. There's a long, slow fade to a darkened stage, and I hear you say, only a fool gives it away. And there's a long, slow fade to a darkened stage, and I hear you say, only a fool gives it away. Only a fool would give. Only a fool would give. Only a fool gives this away.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are fortunate to be live with Benjamin Gibbard as Death Cab for Cutie get ready to release Kintsugi, their new album, and we all celebrate that fact. You talked about the vitality of the band, how you feel a certain vitality now. You're going to add two new members to the touring band. Are you at liberty to let our audience know who those two will be? Are they anonymous at this point?
We're gonna paint them blue like the Blue Man Group, and then we're gonna rotate them out when they're we've got a new fella playing guitar by the name of Dave Depper, who's been a long time friend of the band, and he played with Menomina and the Fruit Bats, and he also was just spent the last year traveling the world with Ray LaMontagne, and he's wonderful, great singer, great guitar player. And also we have a fella from Los Angeles named Zach Ray, who's playing keyboards and also third guitar and a lot of stuff. So it's been really exciting having these two new members on stage, because I really believe, and this is not to take anything away from the previous lineups of the band, but I really do believe that we sound better than we've ever sounded. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the three of us, Nick and Jason and I, are kind of paying more attention. We've had to kind of recontextualize the songs, actually listen again.
You're like the big three of the Cavaliers.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You got to lead the team.
Exactly. But also we have this extra set of hands. So now a lot of textures and sounds on the records that we had to kind of just let float we're now able to kind of cover them. So it's really exciting. And, we'll kind of see, we're obviously a ways off from going into the studio and making another record. But I think when we do, I feel pretty confident that, I'd like to hope that these guys will be involved.
Well, you talk about paying attention. a heightened sense of attention to the band, both the new music and the legacy of the music. The term we use, which we agree what it means or doesn't mean. You've done a number of things. You've done great solo work. You've done soundtracks. You, of course, have Postal Service. You've done other things. I'm going to assume, God, I hate saying I'm going to assume because I think I'm 0-for-2 on my assumptions today, but I'll throw out another one. Is there added expectations, not necessarily coming from you, but are there added expectations when it's a Death Cab for Cutie record?
I think so, if only because we're in a fortunate position where some of the records that we've made are very near and dear to people, more so certainly than, any of the solo stuff that I've done. Or, I mean, the Postal Service people really like that record, mm-hmm. but there's only one of them, so there's nothing else to compare it to. And I think, I feel that we are in the fortunate position of being a band that people tend to feel fairly strongly about either way. People either really love the band or they really hate the band. And I think with all the music in the world today, I think it is, I would much rather be, I'd much rather be a polarizing band than have people be just indifferent to it.
You have tour plans, I'm sure, coming up.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And when does the tour commence?
We start in earnest on the 27th of April in Kansas City, and we kind of start a little three and a half week kind of jaunts all over the world.
And they go on indeterminably, I would assume, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've gotten better at that part of it, too. I mean, gone are the days of an 8-week winter European tour in a van. But, yeah, I mean, it's how we make the majority of our living at this point, and so... And it's also something we really enjoy, and I think we're good at it. We know how to do it now. We know how to give ourselves the things that we need to kind of keep us on the road.
You did, in a conversation we had before we went on air, you did let me know that you still understand the value of a fresh box of Hefty bags when you're on the road, that you still keep in touch with that idea of nothing's like a new Hefty bag to clean the van out. That's a very big part of making it in the music business.
Well, I feel, it's been a long time since we were in the van. I think our last van tour was over 10 years ago, but we did it for long enough. We did it for about 5-6 years. We did it long enough that it still seems really fresh in my memory. And I remember what it was like to have no money and nowhere to sleep on the road.
A mustard sandwich,
and,
I believe.
Yeah, we were literally eating mustard sandwiches, which are delicious, by
tasty.
The way.
Tasty.
Yeah, just a little, the yellow mustard and some Wonder Bread. It's delicious. But I certainly don't, I don't kind of reminisce to kind of create some false sense of street cred. But, I do say that because, I think we're very frugal in how we kind of go about our business because we remember what that was like. And, like any artist who's not delusional, we still live with that fear that somebody could just come along and take it away someday.
Well, that's a healthy fear.
I think so too. Yeah.
Part of that too is just keeping grounded and having a better sense of self. You don't want to let, we've seen too many, particularly young people, too much too soon, boom, next thing you know, hey, where'd it all go? It's gone, and it ain't coming back.
Yeah, and I on that point, I really believe that, I wish this was something that I had said originally, but paraphrasing, but it's basically that, success works like kind of like a truth serum. It brings out your true personality. It just highlights and amplifies it, and if you are overly sensitive and kind of introverted, you become more so. If you are extroverted and desiring the finer things in life, you'll go in that direction. I just think it really amplifies your true personality. And it's you know, there's always there have certainly been growing pains for us over the years as we've gotten to where we are now, and some things I wish I could have done differently. But you know, I'm just thankful to still be here.
No regrets. You know, you certainly have given us a wonderful music that we can learn and empathize with and experience and feel with. And for that, you know, we give you our personal gratitude. Why don't you give us another song? You know, make us feel even more grateful to you and share another song with the audience.
I think I'll play an old one here. It's funny. I wrote this song before I had some gray hair. And I didn't know I'd still be singing it when I was starting to kind of actually go gray.
Funny how that works.
It's interesting, right? It's like it's our generation. That's what it is. So
I've got a hunger twisting my stomach into knots that my tongue has tied off. My brain's repeating, if you've got an impulse, let it out. But they never make it past my mouth. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa. Our youth is fleeting, old age is just around the bend, and I can't wait to go gray. And I'll sit and wonder of every love that could have been if I'd only thought of something charming to say. Hey, Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. Papa, this is the sound of settling. Papa, papa. I've got a hunger twisting my stomach into knots.
88.5 KCSN. We have been very, very grateful to have Benjamin Gibbard join us and to celebrate the release of Kintsugi and the music of Death Cab for Cutie, as well as his solo career and all things involved. We truly do appreciate you coming out, and we truly do wish nothing but the best for the new record. Having heard it, it's a tremendous record, and we know our audience is going to be as enamored with it as we are. So thanks for coming out and stopping by and spending time with us at 88.5 KCSN. As you leave, I noticed you did a guest DJ shot recently, and you had played a song by Emmett Rhodes.
Yes, I did, and yeah.
That happens to be one of my wife's favorite artists, and you're one of my wife's favorite artists. So if you would allow me to score some points with my wife, who's listening, can I cue up an Emmett Rhodes song say goodbye?
I would love that. Please do that. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his, and I think specifically that first record he put out is a classic. And I, you know, as time goes on, I feel it's starting to find a larger audience, and I think it's just wonderful.
Well, we will help that today. Not only will we remind people that Kintsugi is going to be in stores next week, that Emmett Rhodes exists in the world, and now this is for them and, yes, my wife. So, Ben, thanks for coming by KCSN.
Well, and thank you very much for having me. It's a real honor.
You got it.